Let It Grow by Bombarco, an indie R&B, disco, and rock band from Saskatchewan who've had over a million spins on Spotify, have been featured in Billboard, People, and Exclaim, and have had one of their singles hit number one on Spotify's Indie All-Star playlist. I spoke with lead singer Nathan Thoen over Skype. Nathan, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you start as a child or did you come to it later in life?
I did a lot of singing as a child, and then I actually got into musical theater. My parents, it's funny, we were just at a concert, and they were playing Saturday night, I just can't wait. And I had a vivid memory of my mom forcing my brothers, and I have two other brothers, learning to sing that song with turkey basters for this talent show. I was coming up, and so we're like belting out this tune into turkey basters. I would have been like 5 or 6 years old. So I guess I've been on the stage for kind of my whole life, but it wasn't until later years that I really got into performing music kind of standalone, to be honest with you. I did do quite a bit of like talent shows and things when I was younger. And then as I kind of grew up, going through high school, I played like once or twice kind of thing, like a couple acoustic shows. And I'd write a lot of acoustic music myself, but I never really performed a bunch of it. And then, yeah, just sort of when Spenny and I met, that's when sort of the birth of Bombargo happened. And then, you know, it kind of erupted this whole new sense of, you know, a real desire to perform and to write and to, yeah, kind of expand our musical horizons.
How did you first come together with Spencer and then later with the other five to form Bombargo?
Yeah, well, Spenny and I initially met, actually, it was so funny, we were modeling at this charity model event. We always joke because they couldn't afford real models. And it was a friend of ours that was making a clothing company to try and help out underprivileged kids. So we were shooting some pictures. And then Spenny was going to this music festival down in the States. It's called Sasquatch. And I saw the lineup and it was like my iPod. Like, it was all of my favorite bands. There's so many. And he got a phone call while he was there that one of the people that was going with him wasn't going to be able to make it. And they were leaving like the next day. And I just met him and he was like, "Hey man, like, would you want to come to this?" And I was just like, random stranger drive 19 hours with you to this music festival. Yes, let's do it. And so we jumped in the van and we boogied down there, and it was just like, you know, 50,000 people. I remember a very definitive moment watching Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros with like 50,000 people just grooving to that same beat and feeling like this knock on the door, like, you need to do that. And we both kind of after that night were like, we should start a band. And then we've just been figuring it out as we went. It was really crazy because Spenny actually had dabbled a little with guitar, but was like, I got to learn how to play guitar. And he kind of like basically started right then. And yeah, from where he was to now, like, he's one of the best guitar players I've ever seen. He's a monster. So it's pretty amazing just the dedication and time he put in to really like grow and hone his craft. And we, yeah, just kind of clicked with songwriting right off the hop. One of the first songs we ever wrote was the single off of our first EP, Let It Grow. And that song's gotten a lot of cool success. And we always get, you know, a lot of people seeing it. It's a people pleaser. A lot of folks seem to love it. So it was kind of a cool omen. I think that the first time we were writing it, you know, just ended up finding it quite easily. And yeah, we've been fortunate that seems to still be the case.
You released your debut EP in 2015, a full-length record a couple years later, and a handful of new singles over the last year. How do you feel your sounds evolved with the new music?
Well, you know, I think it's just really started to be able to be what I always envisioned at the beginning. You know, like I said, we were watching Edward Sharp and Magnetic Zeros, and those guys have, you know, they've got all these, you know, they've got 15, 20 people on stage sometimes at their shows, and it's this massive kind of thing. And so in my head, I always had this like idea of like horns and backup singers and really just like putting on a show. That's always been, for me, one of my favorite things about live music is it's so much more than just playing songs. It's putting on this show for people. And I always envisioned that, but I also knew you can't just start a band and start, you know, having a big band. You got to kind of earn that. And in terms of being able to, you know, start adding horns, start adding some of these elements. Paolo Nutini is one of my favorite artists, and he has this really great live version of Iron Sky, a song that he recorded in Abbey Road studio. And it's the epitome of like this, that was kind of the vibe I wanted, this like big epic sound. There's horns, they've got backups. It's just beautiful. And so I think as we've added more people, as we've grown, it's allowed us to sort of let that vision come to life where we can actually do something in the studio and know that we can also do it live. Cause that was always a big thing in the early days. We'd record something. We'd say, oh, it'd be great to have something like this or something like that. But we were always hesitant because we wanted to make sure that our live show, you know, stood the test of the record. And I, for me, you know, when you go to a live band and you love their record, there's nothing more disheartening than it falling short at the live. You know, if anything, it should blow you away even more. So that was something that we were always really cognizant of. And now with the 7-piece, it really feels like we can pull off kind of anything that we want in terms of, okay, if I got to grab a guitar for this one so that we can have like two keys on this or a synth pad on this, or if we need another horn, you know, Connor can lay, you know, his pedals on his saxophone. And so it's been really cool to kind of be able to like make the music you've kind of had in your head for a while.
For sure. You have a great official video on YouTube for your song Oxygen. What can you tell me about that song and video?
Oxygen was a really cool song. I think Matt brought the original kind of like song to us, and we started working that one together, and that was really cool because Matt had kind of just joined and we really liked the hook that he had wrote, and we started kind of like working it, and the tune just really came together and something that we were all super proud of. And then the music video was great because my fiance and I were on a camper van trip with friends of ours, and we were just kind of filming along the way and got to go to some of the most beautiful places. We went all the way down the coast, down to San Francisco and back. And it was just amazing getting to capture all of that with our friends Bryce and Haley. And then I just kind of formatted and edited. I actually shot and edited the music video myself. So it was a lot of fun getting to make the song and then get to make the music video, because I kind of have a passion for both music and film. And so I love being able to kind of bring those two together in the form of music videos and stuff. I think it's just such a fun medium, and it can be anything. That's the beauty of it. There's no kind of box you have to be in.
Shining unimpressible, about a world that's just too big, it's indigestible. And I know that you wanted to write, I won't deceive it. You've been sending messages, girl, I don't receive it. Even if it all fell apart, I'd still believe it. We can go and ride on the wings of the weekend. There's something in the air, let it breathe it. It's not only oxygen that I'm feeling. I don't care, I believe it. Is this reality? Am I dreaming? 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 You were strung out on a world you just don't understand. Something in the air, let him breathe it. It's not only oxygen that I'm feeling. I don't care, I believe it. Is this reality? Am I dreaming? 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 Something in